We are on Daf, Lamed Dalet, Omed Beis. Let us start from the middle of the Omed. Perhaps we'll be able to clarify it a little better. Omar Ula, at the small base. Ho'oichol shlishi shel chulen shenasu al taras trume. A person eats shlishi shel chulen shenasu al taras trume. So the chulen became a shlishi. Nivsal gufoi milechel betrume. So he also becomes a shlishi. And since he is a shlishi, he's not permitted to eat trume. Even though he won't be metame the trume, but just like there is a haloche, mina teire, a tome is not permitted to eat truma teire, so he becomes a shlishi, he becomes posel, a shlishi is posel a trume, so he becomes a shlishi, and he's not allowed to eat trume. Frechte gemore, maike mashmalon, what is the chiddush of ula? Tanine, it says in the Mishneh, mamish this aloche, it says if a person ate a shlishi, sheini lekoidish, he's a sheini lekoidish, that we learned yesterday because Taroson shall trume is tumo eitzel kodesh. Ve'ein sheini letrume, but he's not a sheini letrume, b'chulun shenaso al taras trume. So it says explicitly, he's not a sheini letrume. Sheini hu deloi havi, a shlishi havi. So it says klom the Mishnah that he's a shlishi. So what is the chiddush of ula? So the Gemara says, "Ime hi avamine loisheini havi veloishlishi havi." I could think that he's not a shlishi also. So why did the Mishnah say veloisheini letrume? Ve'aydi da amar sheini bekoidish. He said that he's a sheini bekoidish. Omar nami. So really, could be his toile gamri. But he said he's a sheini lekaidish, so he said vein sheini letrume, but in yesod he's toil legamri letrume, he's allowed to eat trume. Kamash malo. So therefore Ula said, don't learn like that pshat. No pshat is he's not a sheini letrume, he can't be metame trume bemage, but he's a shlishi letrume, that means he's not permitted to eat trume. Now let us see the Rashi b'chulin shenasu al. So the first and second line, the Yisab Rocha brings down from the Chidot. This doesn't belong here at all. This belongs to the beginning of the Omed b'chulin shenasu al talkes of rishis shlishi shechulin eli kama. That goes in the beginning of the previous sugya. But there's a new dibur amaskal ha shlishi letruma avi. That's the member of Ulet. That if a person eats a shlishi of chulen shenas al taras trume, he becomes a shlishi l'trume. Given the shlishi who, since he's a shlishi, posel mikri, so he's posel for trume. Unehei the motzi leminga betrume, even though he's permitted to touch the trume, he won't be metame the trume. A shlishi will not be metame trume. Meichel miya leimotzi ochel, he's not permitted to eat trume because a shlishi is posel le trume. Just like when trume is mekabel trume from, just like a trume is mekabel trume from a sheini. So it's not tome, but it's posel le trume. So memela, a person who's posel le trume cannot eat trume. So the Gemara is takash anula, the Mishnah says like this. He says, no. From the Mishnah you could learn leisheini have leishlishi have shein shlishi ois shlishi. I would say that really is not a shlishi. Why the shein shlishi ois shlishi? The kama Rav Yeshua. We're speaking according to Rav Yeshua. That Rav Yeshua said hamachol chama minoichol. That's what Rav Yeshua said. When Rav Elezer had said that if a person eats a rishin he becomes a rishin. So Rabbi Yeshua was chaylik at Rabbi Lezer. He says there's no such thing. A machol is chomo min ha'ichol. And therefore the oichel has to become a sheni, not a rishain. That's what Rabbi Yeshua told him. So Memele, but he just said that an oichel sheni becomes a sheni with a cheshbet. We'll elaborate a little bit more when we finish the Rashi. Chutz min a sheni oy shlishi linyan kodesh, that there the din is that if he eats a shlishi, so he becomes a sheni l'kodesh, but there is a different cheshbet. Tarosn shal trume is trume hi eitzel ha-kodesh. Kamash malon de shlishi miyahave. So this is the chiddush of, of Ule, that he becomes a shlishi. So Rashi says, but we have like a problem now. I mean, we were moire a very choshev ha-ore. We're moire ha-ore that, Rabbi Yeshua says that the machel is more chomer than the oichel. So, and therefore, if a person eats a rish and he doesn't become a rish and he's choylik on Rabbi Elazar, so how, if he eats a shlishi, does it become a shlishi? Chiyama Rabbi Yeshua sheinasa oichel kemachel l'negiyahu dekama. There he was talking legabi negiyah. Kegoyim. Ha oichel, oichel rishin. If a person will eat an oichel rishin, the ave mashvis lay rishin, havi magoy shein. If you make him a rishin, so when he touches something, it'll be a sheini. And that he said that an oichel is not more chomo than the machel. Fakir, the machel is more chomo than the oichel. But if a person eats a shlishi, the chiyav this shlishi shari benegiyah. Ben yinachila moide da osar, so gabi achila is moide, and he does become a shlishi. Meduyuke daikine milsadama in shein letrumavo shlishi have. Now I'd like to elaborate on what Rashi is saying. Rabbi Yeshua said as follows. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you have a machel that's a rishain, and another machel touches it, what does that machel become? A sheini. So a rishain so the machel that's mekabel tume from the rishain cannot be poisel as a chulin, because the machel becomes a sheini. Machel becomes a sheini. Now, this machel that cannot be poisel as a chulin, because it's a sheni, can't be poisel as a chulin. This machel, how is it mekabel tumah from a kebeya? That means if the machel touched a kebeya of the rishon was a kebeya, so the machel will become a sheni, and will not be paisel chum, will be paisel tume, but won't be paisel chum. Now, as Rabbi Yeshua Gizok, now if a person will eat this rishain, a person will eat the rishain. Now, in order for him to become tum, he has to eat two kebay. So we see the kabbalas tume of achile is more kolush than the kabbalas tume of magir. A machel will touch a rishain, only has to touch a kebeya. An oichel has to eat two bay. But Rabbi Yeshua Gizok, so how could you say that the oichel will be poisel as chulin, and the noigeya, an oichel as a rishain will be poisel as chulin, will be also a rishain will be poisel as chulin, and if a person eats a rishain, and if a machel touches a rishain, which there you don't need to kebeya, which we were kabel tumah, it won't be poisel as a chulin. That was Rabbi Yeshua's taina. How could you say such a thing? How could you say that the oichel as a rishain, which it's more difficult for him to make kabel tumah, he has to eat two kebeya, he could be poisel chulin, and a machel that touches a rishain, he can't be poisel as chulin, and he's mekabel tumah from a kebeya. That was the limud of Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. when he came to an Oichel Es Hasheni, so there Rabbi Yeshua said, no problem. You know, Oichel Es Hasheni, that was Rabbi Lazar's Kasha and Rabbi Yeshua, Oichel Es Hasheni, you know, a machel will touch a sheni, he'll also become a sheni. Because if the machel that touches it is wet, so when it touches a sheni, he'll become a sheni. So I can say that an oichel es hasheni can also become a sheni. That it can buy. That already is good. To say an oichel should be more chomer than a machel, that I can't buy. Because it needs two bein to be mekabel tumah, and afterwards it'll be more chomer than a machel that's mekabel tumah. That was Rabbi Yeshua's taina. So therefore, he holds that oichel es harishin becomes a sheni. Oichel es hasheni becomes a sheni. Now let's talk about an oichel es hashlishi. An oichel es hashlishi. So memele, if something will touch a shlishi, if something will touch a shlishi, you won't become tummy. Let's say tumel touch a shlishi, you won't become tummy. Tumma touch a shlishi, won't become tummy. Fine. So Rabbi Yeshua holds ha oichel es hashlishi. He also is not matama tumma. So over here, when it comes to tumas mage, he's not more chomer than a machel. He's not more chomer than a machel. A machel touches a shlishi, gabi tumme it's toil. An oichel will eat a shlishi, he can't be metame tumme. So in hilchis tumis mage, I'm not saying that an oichel is more chomer than a machel, which that Rabbi Yeshua couldn't understand. If an oichel needs two kebeyim, and a machel needs one kebeyim, how could an oichel be more chomer than a machel? So I say he's not more chomer. Just like a machel shel tumme will not be mekabel tumme from a shlishi, so a machel shel tumme will not be mekabel tumme from an oichel shlishi. So finished. So if you don't have a problem, so I just said that this oichel will have a psulagum, and he can't eat tumme. There is no stira. That means he's not more chomer than a machel. He's not allowed to eat tumme. So this is a different inyan. This was the chiddush. Now let us see Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying. V'chi omar Rabbi Yeshua she'ein nasa oichel kemachel, that an oichel cannot be she'ein oichel kemachel l'negiyu dekama. G'goyin oichel, that the oichel can't be like the machel it ate. L'negiyu dekama. G'goyin oichel rishin. The have a masvis leirishin. If you're gonna make this oichel like the machel, have a magoy sheni, so he can make a sheni. And something that's negay arishin can't make a sheni. So that doesn't make sense. Avol oichel oichel shlishi. But if a person eats a shlishi, three of this lay shlishi. So it's not more chomer than something that's negay shlishi. Shari b'negiyah. So Mamele, the problem that Rabbi Yeshua had, that how could an oichel be more chomer than a machel, that can be. So this is what Ula said, that Linyin Achila, but the Achila makes him a shlishi, so Mamele, and he won't be allowed to eat tumme. He was talking medayik that it's because the Mishnah said that he's a sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni letrume, which would seem, but he is a shlishi letrume. That's talking the emes of pshat in the Mishnah. So memela, so Ula was machadish. If a person eats a shlishi, Ula was machadish, if a person eats a shlishi, so lemaise, he's not allowed to eat trume, he becomes a shlishi, he's not allowed to eat trume, but he can't be metame trume. Fine. Eisvei Rav Hamnune l'ula. So now Rav Hamnune est akashe anula. We learned as follows. Horishain shebechula. Arishin of chulin. So you have chulin that is arishin letume. Tomei. It is tomei. That means because chulin goes to lasheni, so rishin shebechulin is tamei. Umetamei, and it is metamei trume. That means you can't say it's metamei chulin because the chulin that becomes a sheni is posel, it's not tamei. But a rishin shebechulin tamei, it is self tamei because he can, the tume can go over from this rishin. Umetamei, and it's metamei trume. Because sheni metrume is tamei, because it can go to lashlish. Vahasheini, if you have a sheini bechulim, is poisel as a trume. Here it's not metame trume, it's poisel as a trume. Veine metame, but it's not metame trume. That means it'll touch, that means a sheini of chulim, it touches trume, the trume is poisel, a shlishi is poisel by trume. That metame truma because truma only goes to lashlish. The memela, so that's that. Now, so we talked about, we spoke about chulin, that's arishin latume. We said arishin latume is tome, and it's metame truma. Asheni chulin, that's asheni latume. So this is poisel as a truma, but it's not metame truma because truma only goes to lashlish. Bahashlishi. Now, what if you have chulin that is a shlishi litume? Nechal benozit adema. So now we have a chulin that's a shlishi litume. Now, how do we get chulin that's a shlishi litume? Lochayre. You don't have a chulin that's a shlishi l'tume. So l'chayr is speaking about chulin shenaso al taris trum. L'chayr is a daf mezot. It's two mahalchim in Rashi, but let us learn one at a time. So l'chayr, if we're saying a shlishi of chulin, that means chulin shenaso al taris trum. Now, a shlishi nechal benozit adema. Now, this shlishi, if you'll have a machel of mikveh, Rashi says, mikveh is a type of a machel made out of different types of lentils or beans, and you'll put into this mikveh tavlinim of trume, shum of trume, shemen of trume. No problem. Vashlishi nechal benozit adema. A tavshul of trume. The moscha is going on trume, nozit adema. So now, what did we say over here? So let's understand this. So the vial, let us just understand what we have over here. We have a shlishi of chulin, shenas altares trume. It's a shlishi. Fine. In the shlishi, he put in some tavlinin and shemen of trume. Did anything happen with these tavlinin and shemen of trume? No. Because a shlishi is not metame truma. So the Mishnah says, so you can eat this tavshul that has a shlishi of chulin shenas al taris truma that has some truma in it, and you're allowed to eat it. So the violet's very good because it's truma tahira. The truma wasn't mekabel truma from the shlishi, and shalom al Yisrael. Frech the Gemara, but you Ula, you just said a new thing. You Ula, you said if a person eats a shlishi le tume, eats chulin a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi, and if he becomes a shlishi, he can't eat truma. So here's enough in the spirit to you. Here it says, if you have chulin, that is a shlishi, you're allowed to add some tavlin of trume, and you're allowed to eat it. Are you allowed to eat it? He became a shlishi. He's not allowed to eat trume. The amret nifsal gufoy, if you, Ula, will say nifsal gufoy, milechel betrume, safine le midi de posa le gufoy, So how can he eat this tapshel? Lemaise, he'll become a shlishi. So how is he allowed to eat the tapshel? Zakash anula. Omalei. Hanoch lenozid hadema leke kezayis bechdei achilas pras. He said, no, this tumah, there's no kezayis bechdei achilas pras, so there's no problem whatsoever. So now we have to understand pshat and the teretz. Now let's see Rashi. Horishen shebechulin tumay umetameh. Umetameh tumah. It is tumah itself. And it's metame truma, the oven lay shiny, it makes truma shiny, lipsalas ashlishi, so it's metame truma. Baha shiny shebechulin, poisalas a truma, tiny metame, but it's not metame truma, the shlishi the truma lay oven rabi, hilkar shlishi the truma lay mikri tome elopos. Baha shlishi shelchulin, what if you have a shlishi shelchulin? Nechal benozid adema. Betavshu shetruma moreves boy. So if you have a shlishi, you're allowed to eat it with a tavshu that truma moreves boy. Kigoy shlishi zeh. In mikpe shal chulenu, if this is a tavshu of chulen, muta loseis lesoichai tavlen shal truma vishum vishemen the tumah, ulaichloi, and you'll have to eat it. So the violet's very good because this is tumah tahira. It wasn't mekabel tumah from the mikveh. Let's see the lashon shita mekabetzes. Umedikamoni beishlishi. Now, if this is called a shlishi shel chulin, we're talking about chulin that became a shlishi. So if you call it a shlishi, shamet minei. So it's mukach that bechulin shenas nataris trume kama. We're speaking about chulin shenas al taris trume because if it's not nas al taris trume, you don't have a shlishi by chulin. So al kochach we're speaking about chulin shenas al taris trume. Uktoni nechol benosit adema. The amret nifsal gufay milechol betrume. But if you'll say this person who eats the shlishi is nifsal gufay milechol betrume safine lahaykoyin midi deposal legufay. He's going to eat this mikveh, and he's going to become a shlishi. V'hoda ochel bahadei trume kigoyin hanech tavlin. He's going to eat the tavlin. So he's a shlishi, and he's eating tavlin shal trume. So the Gemara says, hanach lenosit hadema dleich bislani ochel tavlei trume bepsula guf. It doesn't matter if he eats this tablum the psula guf, the leka kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Because there's no kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Zot Rashi, the chiyuv oichol trume betumes aguf. The chiyuv, that means there's a chiyuv to eat trume betumes aguf. By havi ala bekezayis. That means the deraisa de kechiyuv, anoinish, he gets afke if he ate a kezayis. The ein shum achile kishir mitzarefes. That means if you need an achile of a kezayis, so it doesn't become mitzurek. That it's considered like a ate a kezayis, ben kezayis the holy surim, the din kezayis by all the surim, if he ate it in, let's say, for practical purposes, that 2 minutes is a shir of achilas pras. So if a person ate a kezayis in 2.5 minutes, so he didn't eat, so the kezayis was not eaten with one mice achila. It's not called the ate a kezayis. Mitzaref ein shum achila kishir mitzarefes ben kezayis to chole isurim ובין כקויסבס לימה כיפורים, אם שו מתחילס אכילס עשיר, בצויפו יויסו מכתי אכילס פרס. If there was more than אכילס פרס, there was more than 2 minutes passed by till he finished the kezayis. So it's not called Yeda Kezayis. Yed Pachas Mikezayis. This is called a new Achila. It doesn't become a Tzurim. That would he ate after the 2 minutes to make it one Maisa Achila. So in the first 2 minutes he ate 3/4 of a Zayis, and later in the next half of a minute he ate 1/4 of a Zayis, but he never ate he never made one Maisa Achila of a Zayis. Shekach Nitna, Misham Etchilas, We have, when is it called a Shia of a Maisa Achila Bebeis HaMenuge? Shikpida Teire B'Shoye B'Yishir Achila L'Tameh B'Kodim. The Teire said that Abol HaBayis not M'Tameh B'Kodim. V'Oichel, which means a person who was Shoye Yishir Achila, sees M'Tameh B'Kodim. Ba'oiso achila nishtaro bachatzi kiker shel erev. That's achila's pras. When is it called one maisa achila? The time it takes to eat achatzi kiker shel erev. Now, a kiker shel erev is a shir of 2 sudis. So achatzi kiker, which is 8 bayim. So achatzi kiker, a chatzi kiker of an erev is 1 sudah, 4 bayim. So a shir that it takes to eat 4 bayim, that is the shir of achilas pras. That's called one ma'is achila. That's called one ma'is achila. Vehi dalet bay. Ubenozit adema. Now in the nozit adema, tavlei truma mo'atim. So there's not too many, there's not too much tavlum there. V'chi ochel min ha-mikve pras. Now when he's going to eat from this tavshul, 4 bayim of the tavshul, you need the tavshul of 2 minutes. Loi ochel min ha-tavlum kezayis. So he won't need a kezayis of tavlum. Ada ochel min ha-mikve Tvei me'achilas pras. That means in order for him to eat, we're asking Akasha, according to Ulam, this person who is eating the 4 bayim of this chulin, shenas al taras atumen, so he became a shlishi letumen. He became a shlishi letumen, and he's also betumen. So Memela, and he's eating, that was the Kashanula, and he is eating Tavlin Shal Tumah. He's a Shlishi Latumah, and he's eating Tavlin Shal Tumah. So the Gemara answered, no, it's speaking about that there is not a Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras of Tavlin Shal Tumah. Ve'ein Kan Achilas Tumah Betumah. So there's no achilas trume betume. So he didn't eat. He didn't eat a kezayis of trume betume sagub. He didn't eat a kezayis of trume betume sagub. Fine. Now let's just mention the ha'ore and we'll get back to this ha'ore. But chotzi shir is also min ha'teirech. But Rashi just said, well, he didn't eat a kezayis of trume betume sagub. Fine. But he ate half a kezayis of trume. So how is he allowed to do that? Let's put this on hold. But that's what Rashi says. Avol Rishen Visheni. But let's go back. The Mishnah is telling us halachas. If the mikveh would be a Rishen, if the mikveh would be a Sheni, Chas V'Sholem, we will not be matter that this should be in this mikveh. Nozit shel dema, then it's also, even though it's also less than a kezai, it's more than a kezai, it's the like there's no kezai smatechilas pras. Avorishin v'sheini, einechal v'nozit adema, tafilu bechulin mahani sheini. Afilu a sheni of chulin will be metame the tume. Oy the sheni posalei le tume the psicha bay. כך שמעתי. לתהילה כמרשו, פשט מרשי, as follows. Let's go backwards. If the mikveh is a, let's talk, if the mikveh is a gishin letumah, he's eating this mikveh, and in the mikveh there's some sprinkles of garlic of trumah, of shemen of trumah, but the, when he eats like his achilas pras, he eats an achilas pras, so when he eats, let's say, 2 minutes, he will not eat a kezias of trumah. Now let's just think what happens over here. He is a rishin letumah, the mikveh is a rishin letumah, a sheini letumah. Now, he puts in this trumah in this mikveh, so the trumah becomes tamei min ha-Torah. It's mekabel trumah from a rishin, from a sheini, it's mekabel trumah min ha-Torah. If he's going to eat it, he can tell him, well, it's a chotzi shir. And children, chotzi shir is also min ha-Torah. I mean, the chula made it tamei, this is trumah tmeye, and he's eating trumah tmeye, which is an issa de'araisa. So mamela chotzi shir is also min ha-Torah. Now let's eat it, number one. Number two, if he puts the sprinkles of trume into this mikveh, he's being metame trume, which is also nisar deraisa. He's being metame trume. Here it could be he's metame kezayis also of trume. If the shir is bekezayis, I don't know, but it could be he's metame trume zafilo less than a kezayis. He's metame trume. He has a mikveh that's a rishon or a sheini, and he puts in shum v'shemen shel trume, he's metame trume. So therefore, if the mikveh would be a rishin or a sheini, chas v'sholem, don't you dare put any trumah. Because if you're going to eat it, you can eat trumah tmeye, a chotishir of trumah tmeye, which is also min ha-Torah. And you'll be metame trumah, which is also min ha-Torah. That's why the Mishnah said, a rishin, it says it's metame trumah, poisel trumah, Chas v'sholem, you shouldn't put in nozit shel dema. You shouldn't put in any nozit hadema. Fine. But now let's go back when the Mishnah was mater nozit hadema. A shlishi, you have a mikveh that is a shlishi l'tumah. Now, this shlishi, let's see what happened over here. So he puts the trumah in here. He's not metameh the trumah. The shlishi is not metameh trumah. He's not going to eat trumah tmeya. He's not going to eat trumah tmeya because the trumah didn't become tamei. What is the problem? The problem is when he ate the shlishi, Ula said he became a shlishi also midarabona. Became a shlishi midarabona. Right? Became a shlishi midarabona. So now he's eating trumah betumah sabur. Avdasa tegmar gezot. This din the rabbono, he's a shlishi midarabono, and he's eating trumah betumah sabur. That was only if he eats a kezayis. If he eats a chatzi zayis, they will make him. But that's the teretz. So you had a kasha over here. That means if there'd be a kezayis over here, there'd be so much shum v'shemen that he eats a kezayis v'chtechilas pras. So even though he's tamei midarabonon, he's a shlishi midarabonon, he's not allowed to eat a kezayis of truma. That's what they said. A shlishi midarabonon is not allowed to eat a kezayis of truma. But since he's not eating a kezayis of truma, he's only eating a chatzi kezayis of truma. What is? He's a shlishi midarabonon. A shlishi midarabonon is allowed to eat a chatzi kezayis of truma. The truma is a guf. That means the truma is toil. He's a truma is a guf midarabonon. They were made by a chatzi shir. That is the teretz anula. So meila, sholem al Yisrael. V'koshali. Now, this is the pshat that Rashi said. V'koshali. But now Rashi has a different kasha. Mikol mokim, heichi safina le midi de posel le gufei le trube. Rashi bezundere kasha. I have a different problem. How could you tell this Kohen, we're talking about a Kohen, he's eating Truma over here. How could you tell this Kohen to eat, how could you permit this Kohen to eat the mikveh, which makes him a shlishi midarabono? You're being metama akoyin. You're being metama akoyin. What kind of tum is this? We'll see in a minute. Hey, chisafini lemidi de posa legufe letume. A Kohen is not allowed to be metamez guf. This tumas aguf, it's not a tumas maget. So when he's eating a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. A Kohen is not allowed to be metamez guf. Where do we see this? Tanayim I say. Amrine and bepeh chaste yume. Al tetamu bahem v'nitmeis embom. Mikan letumas gviya diarais. So one man, the Omar, said that there's an Isser the Araisa for a Kohen to have a Psula Guf, that his Guf should be Tomei, even though it's only Negei Lagabi Yechil. Vafilu leman the Omar the Rabbonon, Isser Miik. So Rashi is going to look in Mesechtes Yume, good, there's a Machlokes there, that's an Isser the Araisa, an Isser the Rabbonon. A Kohen is not allowed to be Metame his Guf. That now he won't be able to eat Tumah. He's not allowed to be Metamez Guf. Fine. So Rashi is a problem. Till now we learned the only problem was that he's Betumah Saguf eating Tumah, so he said, no, he's allowed to eat a Chatzi Zayis Tumah. Tumah Saguf is a Rabbon, he's allowed to eat a Chatzi Zayis Tumah. But Rashi, forget about the eating Tumah now. He's not permitted to be Metamez Guf, period. That he's either to Nisa Daraisa, Nisa Darabona, he's not to be Metamez Guf. So, what's the terrorist is a Chatzi Daraisa? He's not allowed to be Metamez Guf. Passion number one. Boy, Lishna Dashas, the Porich, Safina Le Midi, the Posse Le Legufe, when the Gemara asked Akasha, according to Ula, how can you permit him to eat this mikveh, the posalei legufeh, mashmet the lav mi tavlei trume porich. The Gemara didn't ask, he's going to eat the trume. El mi the safinu lei shlishi shel chule. When the Gemara asked Akasha, that means, like this, according to the first lashon of Rashi, the Akasha was, he becomes a shlishi, and he's going to eat trume betumas aguf. And the Gemara, no, it's only a chatzi shir of trume. And that they were meikel. As she says, if you look at the Gemara Elch, the Gemara didn't mention Bechlal is going to eat the trum the tamlin. The Gemara said, "V'yamret nivsel gufi melechel betrume safine leimidi the posalei gufi." Period. You're making him a shlishi. That alone is a catastrophe. That alone is a problem. Venirali, so now Rashi has a new pshat in the Gemara. The Bechulin Greide Koi Reishi de Masnis. We are not speaking about, now till now we were learning that, how did we learn pshat? Harishin Shebechulin Tomei. Harishin of Chulin is Tomei, means we had Chulin, we're not talking about Chulin al Paris, anything. Rishin shebechulin is tamei, asheni shebechulin is paisu, ashlishi is nechel benozit hadema. So Rashi, say, ashlishi, how did this become ashlishi? Chulin doesn't go to ashlishi. So I said, oh, it's speaking about chulin shenas al taras hatrum. So we made an akimta that the shlishi is speaking about chulin shenas al taras hatrum, because if not, how does it become ashlishi? That's how we learn pshat. Zot Rashi, no. Anupshat, we have anupshat in Gansa. V'nirali de bechulin greidekoi. We're speaking about chulin that was not nasa altaris tume. Speaking about plain chulin. That the Mishnah goes. Harishain, ashlishi, nechel afilu hu nozid adema, the noga b'sheini l'tume. The shlishi touched a sheini. V'havale shlishi. Muta la'ochloi. You're allowed to eat it. V'hoche kiven the nozid ademahu. Since in this tafshol there's tume that is Ois gemisht, that is tumme here also, al kolchoch al taris tumme boi le mechle, avale chulen shenasin al taris tumme. Now let us stop here for 1 minute and let's start explaining. The while we are talking about, Rashi said we're talking about plain chulen. We're not talking about that this was a from Koyin, whatever, all the chulen he eats is al taris tumme. No, no, no. We're talking about plain chulen. Right? He's not such a big machmer. He eats his chulen is chulen. Doesn't need his chulen al taris tumme. But now, this Koyin has chulen that's a shlishi, which in reality is nothing. It's nothing. He put some tumme there. Put some tumma there. Now, he asks his Rav, is it okay? Any problems? Is there any problems here whatsoever? So the Rav told him, listen here, you have tumma in this shlishi. Now, if you won't be careful now and need an altaris tumma, you're going to be metamba tumma. We're not speaking about some say a trumkai that I eat all my chulun altaris tumma. Maybe I might come to eat tumma and I think it's chulun. That's trumkai. If you're from, you do it. If you're not from, you don't do it. But over here, you have a tafshel that is trum inside there. It's trum. So if there's trum inside here, if you won't be here, you have to be from. If you do it, you do it. You have to be from. You have to make sure this chulen will be al taras trum, because if it won't be al taras trum, you mean this trum, you're going to be tamed the trum. So al kolchoch, since there's trume here, so you have to eat this al taris trume. So now this chulen gets a din of taris trume, since there's trume in it, and therefore it became a shlishi already. That means with this mixture, it was mixed in it already, tavlin of trume, and now this chulen has to be nechal al taris trume. So Mamela, it's going to become a shlishi if it touched a shayna. Fine. And now we have a kasha, so if this chulen became nechel, has to be nechel al taris trume, so Mamela became a shlishi, and it became a shlishi, and you ate it, you became a shlishi, according to Ula, and how are you allowed to eat it? Now allowed to be metami yourself. Kashi brought down a Gemara in Yume, that is an Issa for a Koyin to eat Eichlam Tameyim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara's Kasha, we're not talking about he's going to eat the Truma. We're not talking about that. Kasha is plain and poshut. Since there's Truma here, so the Chulin has to be eaten Altaris Truma. So if the Chulin has to be eaten Altaris Truma, so now this Chulin became a Shlishi. So if the Chulin became a Shlishi, so when you eat it, you become a Shlishi. How are you allowed to eat it? That's the Kasha. That is the Gemara's kasha. For hoche kivin de nosi da dema hu al kochoch al taris trume boi le mechle. Here you have to eat it. This is not frumkeit. This is you have to eat it al taris trume. Ma hava le chulin shenas al taris trume. So then, by adding the nozit hadema, now this chulen has to be eaten al taris trume. Kochach. The amrit shlishi ditu. If you say chulen anas al taris trume, posel gufe le trume, safine lahai koyin, midi the posel le gufe. So you're passling him. And then Rashi seems to say, "Va'osil meichel tumah brasrei." Now Rashi seems to say, "This is a isa darais and isa darabona." It's very unclear, but Rashi says, "Machlekes in the Gemara in Yume." But there's an isa that isa darabona that a kohen is not permitted to eat oichlim tmeiim because he might come and eat truma later. Rashi seems to say it's an isa by lafke by a kohen. He might come and eat truma. Fine. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that how can you permit him to eat this tapshel, this mikveh al kochoch has to be nechel al taris trume. This mikveh al kochoch has to be nechel al taris trume. because of the contents of Truma that's inside of it. So Memele, so how is he allowed to eat it? His Matam is good. So what did the Gemara answer? Samar di Kekashe. Zok the Gemara, Hanach lenozid hadema. Leke kezayis bechtei achilas pras. But the Truma is not a kezayis bechtei achilas pras. So this doesn't make any sense. We're asking Gekashe, how can he eat? The mikveh? The mikveh is a shlishi. And he's going to become a shlishi, and okay, he's allowed him not to be metam himself. So he said, well, the truma is less than the kezayis achilas pras. So we have to understand what we're saying. But let's go a little further. Hilkach, lav chulen shanasu al taras truma. So it's not chulen hanas al taras truma. Da mai koris lei betaras truma. Why did you say it was betaras truma? Mishum tavlam de sichi bei. Hanu lesbu kezayis truma bechdei achilas pras, the mikveh. Hilkach leiboy lemechlinu betares trume vahavalu chulen greibu. So what is pshat in the Gemara's Teretz? I saw in the art scroll he brings down in Chizboruch a mordike pshat, something very, very, very interesting. There's a Gemara in Bukhairis. We know, we have a klal that if, let's say, Trume falls into Chulin, and Chveis, you have 30 times as much Chulin connected to Trume. So let's say it's Min B'Shein and Mina, it's nice and calm. It doesn't mean that it's you know, it doesn't become bottle. Talking about shum is zicha neisenta, zicha doesn't become bottle. There's a murdik gemara in Bukhairis. Gemara says in Bukhairis, it matters what you're talking about. If, let's say, a zor will want to eat this taruvis, chas v'sholem, the shum there, it's not bottle, it's neisenta, it's trume, not allowed to eat it, chas v'sholem. Let's talk about kabbalas trume. If a sheni will touch this mikveh. I have mikveh and shum shel trumeh, and I'm going to clear a shayla, and I touch it, and I tell you, I have a shiny latumeh, and it's touching a shiny latumeh. What's going to happen? So as I say, the mikveh lechayr is a mekabel tumeh. It's chulam, doesn't mekabel tumeh. So there's a moiradik echidish that the trumeh is also not mekabel tumeh. Why not? Because it's bottled to the mikveh. Legabi hilchis tume, the trum is bottled boroi. And just like the mikveh is not mikabel tume, so the trum is also not mikabel tume. It's not mikabel tume. Legabi achila, you're not allowed to eat it. Zicha, legabi achila, it's totally nice and tam, it's nike haisa, 100%. Legabi achila, chas v'sholom. You eat it, azor eats it, it's azor sha'ochel tume. Chas v'sholom, it's not bottled. Aber le gabi hilchis tume, was gave it on that it's nice and tam? Hilchis tume is not governed by nice and tam. So by hilchis tume, I have another guideline. If there's roiv, if roiv of this taruvis is not mekabel tume, because it's chulen, so the tume is also not mekabel tume. That's yesoid number one. Yisoid number two, that is, so that's min ha-toyre. Min ha-toyre, a koyin could eat this whole mikveh, and it's toyre legamri, he's eating mikveh, that's a shlishi, he became the mikveh is not, we're talking about some of Zechulam. The mikveh is toyre. The truma is toyer, even though it touched the shlishi, because the truma became bottled to the mikveh. The mikveh is not mekabel truma, so the truma is also toyer. Kain is lati, the whole thing mina toyer. There's a din of bitul baroi, it's not mekabel truma. So it's truma tohoiro, gebaldik. If בזכזייס בכדי אכילס פרס. So then, well, be if a zor will eat it, Rachmanen Litzlan, it's a zor that's eating a kezayis of trum. So then the Rabbonon said, so since if legabe achile, a zor, this is a chiyev, that chotzi shir, if legabe achile a zor will eat it, he'll be chayev al tachile zorus. So then we said, mi the Rabbonon, it's not bottle and it's mekabel tume. It'll be mekabel tume. To go to such an extreme to say that legabi achila zor bichayiv and legabi tume, it became bottle to the chulat, now will be machma. That's if there's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But if there's less than a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then, so for zor, it's also not chayiv. It's also been a teure. See, they want machma already. Since there's no chiv legabi azor, so there's only a nisa legabi azor. Then we say legabi tuma, we go mikradin. It's bottle, and the tuma wasn't mekabutum. Right? So now, where we up to? We're up to as follows. We're up to that if you have the mikveh, you have mikveh, and you have in this mikveh less than a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so azor wouldn't be chayiv al achilosoi, so memele, so then this trume is, so if he's not chayiv al achilosoi, so the trume is bottled to the chulin, and the chulin is not, and the trume is not mekabotum. That's what he said so far. Trume is not mekabotum. Now, if the trume will not be mekabotum, so then the whole assumption we had said, that even though this person wasn't trum, he's not from the trumakis, that he doesn't need his chulun ataris trume. But we said, if you have a taruvus of trume, in this chulun, Rabbi, you have to make sure this chulun should be ataris trume, because you have trume here. That was the whole kasha. This chulun has to be eaten altaris trume. That's what Rashi said before. Al kolchoch altaris trume boi lemeichle. When the Gemara asked, Rashi said that we're speaking about plain chulun, chulun grade. Not speaking about chulun altaris trume. Speaking about chulun grade. But in the third case, when we have a taruvis of trume in here, so here me iker adin, this chulin is to be eaten al taras trume, because if it won't be al taras trume, it'll be metame the trume. So the Gemara says, that is taf, if there's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of trume. Then the trume will be mekabel trume. Then the mikveh has to be eaten al, then the mikveh has to be eaten al taras trume. Then it becomes a shlishi. And then we had a problem, so it becomes a shlishi, and he's eating a shlishi. So he's a tumas aguf. So we had a kashav and a gemar in yume. It's not allowed to be metama tumas aguf. But that was all working under the assumption that this trume will be mekabel trume, because it's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So midarabon lagabi kabalas trume, it is mekabel trume. So the Gemara says, nah, we're talking about that there's no kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So there's no kezayis b'chilas pras, so the truma will never be mekabel tume. So the truma will never be mekabel tume, so the schulim does not have to be nechel al taris tume. So everything is toil. So asking a kash, how's he allowed to eat it? What's wrong in eating it? That's harashi lam shat in the Gemara. That is shat in the Gemara according to Rashi. But let's just go one step further. That is dafke. If the mikvah was a shlishi, the Mishnah says three cases. The mikvah was a shlishi, so the chulin lemaise is not mekabel tume. So and so the trume becomes bottle to the chulin. So memele, so no problem. But what if the mikvah is a shaini? So then it's bitter. Then this whole thing doesn't work. If the mikveh is a sheini, so the mikveh is mekabel tumah. The mikveh is a sheini, you touch the rishin, so the mikveh is mekabel tumah. The trum is mekabel tumah. Rachmon and it's long. So you've trum it tumah, you have Rachmon and it's long. That is shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is just telling us that if the chulin is a rishin or a shayni, rachman and it's long, you make sure that there's no truma there. You have truma tmeye, you matama truma, rachman and it's long. But if the chulin is a shlishi, the chun is a shlishi, so me mele the chun is bechlal, not mekabel tumme. So the tumme is also not mekabel tumme, so the tumme is toyer. You don't have to eat the chun al tares tumme. So finish, shalom al Yisrael. That is pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi.